Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you bet your ass we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right. Hey, lover, are you growing a beard again?
Beard's back.
It makes more sense now in February.
Yes. Yeah. My last beard attempt was midsummer, and it was a swampy beard.
It was a beaver.
Yeah. It's just nice to not have to shave. It's just a lazy thing. You just keep letting it go.
Well, I find it to be very handsome.
Thank you, dear.
Speaking of handsome, you know this Brooklyn-based comedian, rock star, and hernia survivor by way of Staten Island. You've seen him shaking his sweet ass all over NYC stages doing stand-up and improv. You've also seen him on the old boob tube on Inside Amy Schumer and MTV's Joking Off.
Oh, he's written for NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon and served as head writer for True TV's Impractical Jokers. You've also heard his sweet vocals, guitar, and piano playing as one quarter of the Staten Island fuzzy rock pop band Les Vinyl.
Woohoo!
Yes, Casey Jost, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's crazy to hear all those,
You have a lot of good stuff.
It takes you to a place. You're kind of like, I'm all right. I've accomplished some shit in my life.
It's funny. I was like, oh, cool. They're mentioning the band, which is like the least exciting, I think, but like the most for me.
Yeah.
You know? I went and listened to the EP Milkshake and I loved it.
Yes. Thank you. I thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you guys switch some members around? Because didn't it used to be, or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know. No.
I thought it was Tim Duffy and Kevin Devlin.
That was the Man Crush. That was my first improv group.
Yes. Mm. Okay. I knew I had memories of like performances of yore,
right.
You know, and maybe you did some piano playing, so I mixed it all up.
We would always improvise in three-part harmony, so I think that's probably why.
It was very impressive.
Yeah. It's all Tim.
It's all Tim. Mm-hmm. Well, we're a classy podcast here, are we not?
We try to be. So we like to wine and dine our guests. We asked Casey what his bev of choice was, and we got some Campari and soda.
Yeah.
With an orange.
Yeah, the orange is great, and you guys got a blood orange, which I love, which is actually like a superior orange in my mind.
It's flirting with grapefruit. It's damn near a grapefruit, I would say.
Flirting with grapefruit.
I think so.
That should be a podcast.
Flirting with grapefruit.
I didn't even mean to buy a blood orange, so this is just serendipitous.
I know.
All the way.
Mm-hmm. There's no mistakes.
So this drink makes me feel that you are an old soul.
Oh, wow. That's funny. I never considered myself. I think I'm a pretty new soul because I feel like I'm always figuring everything out for the first time.
Right.
Interesting.
Every day even. But I don't know. Yeah, this is definitely an old man drink.
Yeah.
I've been told that a lot. But I think I chase bitter flavors. Like I love black licorice.
Yes.
And I think that this is in that realm.
It definitely is. It's up your alley.
Fennel. All the stuff that people don't like that I love and you love.
I do. I love when Lisa orders a dish. This is my wife. When she orders a dish and fennel is on it, I'm like, oh, that fennel's mine.
Yeah.
I love that. I see that and I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
Straight fennel.
She doesn't like it.
No, she does not. No,
it'd
no.
It'd be funny
I just
if you're like,
it.
She loves it, but I get it. So we were going to ask you if you were single, but you just said you have a wife.
Yes. Well, I am also single. No. I'm
married / single.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm more than happily married.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats. We're also married.
Mm. Yes.
A lot of people don't know that about us.
Yes.
They think you guys are just hooking up.
They think we're just,
We're brother and sister.
Sometimes we've gotten both. We've gotten siblings. They feel like this podcast has a sibling vibe to it.
Wow.
Somebody thought I was your mom once.
Yeah, that's true.
I was having a bad day.
Yeah.
No, they were
No, that's not true.
And I was suckling at your teat.
Yeah, that was probably
on the train, in your lap.
It's probably our fault on that one.
I blame us. And also, you're married and you have baller fucking wedding rings, too.
Listeners
can't see, but trust.
Oh, yes.
You could probably, I think we have it on, an Instagram or something.
Yeah. It's geometric. I'm trying to, how do we scribe this to a listener?
Okay, so it's like a hip-hop ring or, a nameplate necklace, but put onto a ring.
Yes.
And so hers is in, classic sort of script that you'd see on an Italian girl from Staten Island's necklace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or anyone, but I'm just using my where I'm from.
Sure.
And then mine is more block letters, almost like a graffiti, but
Can I see?
Pretty straight, yeah.
Oh, and you have each other's names.
Yep.
Yes. That's awesome. And mine says Lisa, hers says Casey.
It'd be funny if you had your own name.
That's next level.
We didn't really do the ring thing. I have a little guy. You don't wear a ring.
That was an engagement. I don't do that. I rocked a pinky ring for a little while when I was younger, trying to be some sort of hotshot.
Yeah.
But I don't really like jewelry on the.
We tried to get you one in Thailand with a tiger on it, but
Yeah.
I think we lost it.
Yeah. It was also enormous.
I feel like maybe like 10-year anniversary. Mm. Like we could do like the ring thing.
And see, I'm down with the tattoo move, the Pamela Tommy Lee move. You're not down with that as much.
The Hep C
there's
move.
There's a topical reference.
Oh, yeah. For the children.
There's a lot of Pam and Tommy moves, so you have to be pretty specific. Yes.
Yeah. Which one? Which one are we doing?
I'll do them all, frankly.
Four people would watch that fuck video if we made that on a boat. Did the Pam and Tommy Lee, you know?
Was that on a boat? I don't know if I saw that.
Parts
one.
Of it were on a boat.
Interesting.
The sex parts were on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classy.
The boring chit chat was like wherever around the house.
How can you tell it's on a boat? Is it like on the.
Yeah, it's pretty. There's some wide shots. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not all just like close.
It's artistic.
It's not a straight POV. No, they get some establishing shot. At least for me, it was an establishing shot to go, okay, we're on a boat. I got it.
You're like, is that an anchor under the.
Yeah.
They got cutaways. You know that they were like, let's hold for sound. Let's get some room tone.
Yeah, they did it right.
That's amazing. I feel like I need to like watch all the sex videos.
Mm-hmm. Sex video
like
marathon.
All the celeb ones?
Yeah.
I think I've missed a lot.
I've seen like clips of Paris and Kardashian. I think just because those are the ones that played a lot when I was like online more. Yeah. I don't know, but I haven't really gone back to the archives.
I feel like Pam and Tommy was the first one that was marketed by Vivid Video or whatever one of the ones. Oh yeah, like, we're gonna actually sell this as a thing rather than a lot of the other ones were kind of leaked.
Yeah, they were probably like signed. They probably signed off on it.
Yeah,
right to a degree.
Do they have a cool name?
Oh, because One Night in Paris is like Paris.
Cool that's name. A great, that's a smart name.
Yeah, somebody.
You have
that
to just make a
studio.
Porn if you think of. That
I think
name.
It's Pam and Tommy Uncensored or something, which is like you're like, well, yeah, you're gonna watch a censored fuck video. Who are you?
I know.
Who are you?
I can't believe that they had like the softcore porn that was like they would show boobs and butt, but they wouldn't show boners and vagina.
Right. It's very strange.
What's funny though is someone who is not a porn connoisseur that interests me because that just seems like funny to me.
Yes.
It seems like just like French film or something where like rather than it being about that nudity, they just don't care if there is nudity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So you just get a little skin.
Right. And also I would say back to the establishing shot, I think you can show it and then we can get in on the boobs and the butt. And we don't need to see the, because there's, I think they went too far.
Yeah.
Once they were allowed to be like, oh, we're off Skinamax. We're just showing full penetration. There's now too long.
There's no art.
I think porn is too crazy for me personally. I'm like, if you're into something crazy, go for it. And I shouldn't even say crazy because, relatively.
Of course.
Sure.
But it's too much just the.
For my tastes. So sometimes actually like when I see if I am watching porn and I see like them kiss, that's when I'm like, cool.
Now I can get going.
You know what I mean? Like it feels actually more real because so many porns like that is a step that is always skipped.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think there's something about like that's more like, whoa, I'm watching two people have.
Totally.
To actually like, do it.
Yeah. Most
that's
videos.
That's like why I like the 80s porn because at least they like pretend there's a story. Yep. So it's like a dinner party and everyone couples off or like there's a guy who stops by with the milkman
erotic
or something.
Cinema.
Like, oh, the husband's not home. This is scandalous. And then that's sort of like risky.
Yes.
Yep.
You know?
Now it's just like someone picked up an iPhone and just started fucking and filming a direct penetration
just
shot.
Just jammed it up their ass.
Roz, what were you?
It's like like the cave lady is like hanging out and the two pterodactyls show up.
Oh,
okay.
Have you seen the pterodactyls?
I have not. Is it a celebrity one?
I mean, they're famous dinosaurs.
They're famous dinos for sure.
It is
legends.
Talking about crazy again, it's all relative. But this is a fun one. It's just one that you can. I mean, I don't know if you get off to it, great. But if not, you'll at least just watch it. You'll be like, this is an interesting.
No judgment, but to me, it's more of a comedy.
Yes. Yeah, it's a romp.
Like it's like somebody in a crazy costume. Mm. You're just like, what? What is this?
Yeah. It's two dudes dressed as pterodactyls having sex with a lady.
Oh, fun.
But their makeup.
Is the lady a human lady?
Well, she's a cave lady. And they did a little bit of set design. Like, there's sort of like some shitty rocks and moss.
Yep.
And so it looks like they're out in the woods.
I don't know if that was set design or they just like went to the woods with a camera.
Right.
Somebody really took their time with
this. They
that
were
set.
Like, the only location we can get is this cave in the woods. And they're like, let's brainstorm.
Pterodactyls.
It was the first porn ever made. That's the kind of porn I would make if I made porn.
After the fappening, the fappening, like that whole thing, I actually started to feel bad about celebrity stuff.
Agreed.
Because you're like, oh, it's never, except for this Pam and Tommy one, it's never like that they wanted this out there.
Or Kardashian, so I think, like built her career on it.
True. It was, like it was claimed to be a leak, but yeah, who knows? I mean,
didn't she make a shit ton of money off that, though?
I think eventually they tried to sue, and then they said they wouldn't release it, but then I think there was a settlement made. I don't
Which
know.
Which one's the Fappening?
The Fappening.
Oh, that was like the big leak where like a ton of celebrities all like got their stuff. Like there was in the iCloud.
Oh, leaked.
And then it like, yeah, somebody like broke into iCloud and released it, which is so scary. And it's just so horrible.
There's that
just
is
so,
horrible.
And it was big stars. It was like Jennifer Lawrence,
yes,
I remember.
Yes. That's
and,
a straight up invasion of perversion and privacy.
But that's different than a sex tape. I mean, they're both total invasions of privacy, right. But just like, yes, breaking into someone's personal, I guess it is exactly the same.
It's the same because the sex tape,
I just
if it's
the
a
sex
homemade
tape,
one.
You're still like performing though.
Well, are you performing in a picture, in a photo? You know it's getting
totally
taken
right.
to a degree.
As Who's I was saying that, I knew. I think I'm still stuck on people who like leaked it on purpose. So I'm like, sex tape might be a little different.
Well, Pam and Tommy's was a VHS recording as well, I believe. Mm. So that doesn't just
what?
Leak. That wasn't in the cloud. Is my
It point. Might have been beta. We don't know.
It's true.
Mini DV.
They were rebels. They weren't on that VHS.
We're trading in our privacy for convenience. Just going to say it. Put your shit on the cloud. That's what you get.
You leak those cloud nudes.
All right. Well, speaking of cloud nudes, what do you guys say we slip on over to sexy science?
Oh, yes.
What do we do here, darling?
Well, we try to rip articles from the headlines. These are topical matters of the
Rip from the headlines.
And this one comes from our favorite rag. This is from StatenIslandLive.com.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst.
The title of this article is Casey Jost and Lisa Kleinman Are Married.
Knowledge. Marriage is what brings us together today.
All right, so this hot goss was published on July 2nd, 2014, and it's still fresh. Staten Island Live tells us Liberty Warehouse Brooklyn was the setting on June 21st for the marriage and reception of Brooklyn residents Lisa Kleinman and Casey Jost. The Reverend Michael Cox officiated at the evening ceremony.
The article goes on to list family members and wedding party. And after the wedding and party, the newlyweds spent their honeymoon in the Greek Isles. They're living in Brooklyn.
That's it. That's the hot story.
That was the most important thing that happened in Staten Island that day.
That
week.
I was going to ask if that's what it's like to live in Staten Island. Like everything you do, they just write about it?
I guess so. Yeah. We'll be on SI Live a lot. Like there's always, I was like on the cover of their like art section like two or three times.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Weird things. But it's also so, it's weird. You feel weird about it. Also, the comment sections on all these articles are insane. People it'll be like an article about like ducks. And then, like, in the comments, just like, Hillary should go to jail.
Yep.
It's insane.
That's amazing.
It's such a big turn.
It dives in. Yeah. They're just like, the hell with this article. I'm just going to go write for Hillary. Yeah.
I love a good local paper, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
This
so
is the
fun.
First thing we've pulled from SI Live. I feel like we got to check it out more often.
Yes, it's true. And it's funny because usually here we have, like, a story about, like,
About, like, you guys
and,
get married or no. something. It's something.
But I was Googling you to figure out the opening credits, and then this popped up, and I just thought it was too fun to resist.
Yeah. And you guys had a funky wedding.
It was, yeah. Wedding. It was, yep. Oh, yeah. It was super fun.
That building is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It was so cool. I mean, it fits, like, like 400 people mm-hmm. or something like that, but we had, you know, like 170 or something, which is huge because I think it's having a wedding in Brooklyn where you grew up in Staten Island. There's going to be a lot of people to invite. It was, like, very hard.
Yeah.
It was just
locals.
To cut it down. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Were people just, like, hopping in a speedboat and zipping over the bay?
Yeah, they were taking the IKEA ferry. Like, legit.
That's amazing.
That's a fucking speedboat.
I know. And then we had, like, some, like, buses to take people back to Brooklyn. Actually, we were having, like, an after-party thing in Williamsburg. And then the bus driver went to the wrong place.
Oh.
And we, like, lost half our crew because they were like, enough of this. And they got out at Barclays.
Back on the ferry going
That's
back.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, it was all good.
How were the Greek Isles?
That was so cool. I mean, I really implore people to go to Greece. I think people are nervous, I think, because they're...
the financial thing, but what the hell? It's all funny money. What do you... I mean,
yeah. The islands are pretty good, too.
Did you go to Santorini?
Yeah. So we
Dope.
We went to Santorini, Milos, and Mykonos. And I would say that Milos was my favorite. Santorini was my second favorite. Mykonos is okay. It's a party island.
Yeah.
I could party enough. I live in New York City. Come on.
Yeah.
You're not going to show me anything I haven't seen on this island.
We had a similar kind of setup. We went to Thailand for honeymoon.
Cool.
So we went to like the really beautiful islands and then we finished on the party island. And it was the same where we were like, we're too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just used that as like almost like more like a traditional vacation where we were like poolside most of it, getting like Mai Tais and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that
Bikinis.
Was cool. Bikinis, yeah, on top.
In Thailand, Murph wore his Speedo. That's the American flag.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they knew it was an ironic purchase.
You know, was it, though? That's the thing. Was it? Was I just stating that I'm from America? I think they knew already.
But these Thai people are just like, this guy loves America.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy wears America.
I think if you wore that in, like, Europe, then people would be like, that guy's not from America. They wouldn't expect it because they'd think like, oh, that's like a fashion thing that he's doing it. But in Thailand, they're like, oh, this guy's making
this guy is really, in Europe, you come across as just that guy's like, oh, he loves John Wayne movies and he gets American flag pants because he wants to be, Nope, it was an eye opener for people. Plus, I'm in horrendous shape. So it's also wearing a Speedo in the shape I'm in is also something where you're like, what is
this guy
trying to prove? Nah, I mean,
and then I got a matching American flag bikini, but I bought it in Thailand. And then we were just like the worst people ever.
Yep.
But it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's probably worse people. I mean, I'm not going to I don't want to go on the record for saying that there are worse people than you two, but I feel like
it's on the record now.
I feel like a sloppy drunk honeymoon to Thailand is one of the not the worst trips people take to Thailand, unfortunately.
We were great.
Yeah, we were, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
We weren't on To Catch a Predator.
No, we weren't the old men who were sitting next to us on the plane. We were definitely up to no good.
You love those just single old men licking their chops on the plane. And
you
want to
just push them in the river.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Anyway.
Yeah, let's...
Greece was... Yeah, Greece was pretty funny. There were some funny things that Lisa and I will never forget. Also, people's names were kind of great. There was a woman named Sippy.
Ooh, Sippy.
S-I-P-P-I. That was
great. That's a great name.
We had this one guy who could only be described as a Greek Steve Urkel who waited on us.
What?
And it seemed like he spoke English fine, but it was clear from his behavior that he didn't. He would be do you want me to take the sir's plate to Lisa? Like as if she's in control of my plate.
The plate. Yeah.
And then we were laughing and he was at one point he goes, where are you from? And we were like, we're from New York. And then he goes, oh, are you from the city or downtown? And we were like, well, we're from Brooklyn. He goes, downtown.
That's amazing.
And it's it's forever. This guy was just so great.
Greek Urkel is
amazing. I
love that.
Greek Urkel.
Oh, Lisa was so good. I have to give her credit for the joke because when we were talking about Greek Urkel, she was like, do you have any feta cheese?
Yes.
Pretty good.
That is
great.
That's
great.
Pretty solid.
I love it because there's Urkel. Then what was his other character?
Stefan or Kel.
And then there's Greek.
Urkel.
If they got another season, I think they were going to get into that third character.
Oh, I can't wait.
Jaleel, we're waiting for you.
It might come back on Netflix. You never know.
Exactly. I mean, it better. If they're Fuller in the house, they better.
Right.
Familier the matter.
Speaking of a Fuller house, what do you guys say we slip on over to Listener Love?
Yes.
Listener mailbag.
All right. What do we do here?
Casey, we're shitty at giving advice, but our listeners tweet at us and email us and ask us for advice. We hope you can help.
Yeah.
Parts and parts advice.
I think I'm okay at advice.
Awesome. All right, well, let's get going. Haas, who do we have today?
Our first question comes from Willa in Queens via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Big Willa Style says, who has time for foreplay these days? If I'm not tweeting, I'm sleeping or fucking, but never blowing, you know?
Is that a question?
Yeah, from Queens. It was one of those downtown questions.
Yeah, I think it was a brag.
So they get right into the fucking. They don't got time for
none of the hanky panky
preamble.
Well, then they're already juiced up. So they don't need, you don't need the foreplay is what the sort of the coaxing in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, sort of the let's get it on. And I think if they're just if they're both just constantly wet, then they're,
they don't need it.
Maybe Twitter is the foreplay.
They get all hot and bothered on Twitter.
But if you're on a slip and slide with no water, I would say I would say maybe do some foreplay.
You're going to get a little road rash.
Oh, slip and slide with no water. I just felt the burn on that. Mm-hmm.
I did too on my hiney.
Mm-hmm.
I think also it's a little bit of a, I think you're totally right. They probably don't even need it at this point, but it seems just like a priority call. Because people saying there's not time for stuff, it's like there's always time. You just kind of have to rearrange a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
cut the Twitter time in half or...
What?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're young, too. Is this a question from a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old?
Yeah, I think young people can tweet and fuck at the same time.
Right.
I like to think of that generation as being able to tweet and fuck and...
They multitask. You know what I mean? They're always, in the future of that is even crazier to think. The kids growing up, being born right now,
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Think about it. They're going to have, like, the contact lenses that, like, where they're watching porn while they're doing it.
Yes. They'll have orgasms just implanted in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to just pretend you're somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There'll be, like, face swap.
Yes.
Technology.
Oh, yes.
So you don't have to use your imagination anymore.
I have a whole opinion about the future of porn. Okay. So, first of all, obviously, that face swap technology is going to be really interesting.
Yes.
To, like, it's in a bad way, but, you know, whatever way. You know,
what about genital swap?
That's pretty interesting. But I think that would be. You'd be touching that so much that, you know, it would be glitchy.
Fake it, yeah.
But the face, at least, like, you could be looking in this weird way. The other thing I think we'll do is, obviously, I don't know if you saw the new Rogue One. At the end, they show this young Carrie Fisher, what's her name?
The hologram?
Yeah.
Or Leia.
Princess Leia. Yeah, young Leia. I definitely think down the pipe there's going to be a Han Solo Leia fuckfest. Ooh. Like, they're not made by a movie company, but, like, by a porn... You know, they're just
by a knockoff. Lucas will sue them, but then he'll end up getting a cut of it because it'll make $50 billion.
Yeah.
It'll outsell the film.
So we're going to see a ton of that. You know, you're going to be able to see, like, you know, Bieber and, like, Marilyn Monroe fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it's
right.
Anything that you can think of you could have happen.
Yes. So they could just use the face,
yes,
the likeness, and then just have a couple of... Right. Hot rods stand mm-hmm. in.
The other,
interesting.
Orson Welles and Carl Weathers. That's who I would love to just see, like, just in, like, a man wrestling that turns passionate.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like Celine Dion and like Alvin from the Chipmunks. It's
yes.
Like anything.
Anything goes. Yeah. Whoa. You can cross all the boundaries.
That's like, I feel like that'd be a very high pitched.
Yeah. She probably would never do that, though, because of Renee, you know?
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah, but it's not her. You don't need her
no,
anymore.
No, I know.
But even licensing her image, you know?
But I'm saying, like, if let's say that's the thing that I wanted the J.O. to, I probably wouldn't do it because of, out of respect for Renee.
Yes.
Wow.
I appreciate that. That's the strong principles, even though you'd really want to.
I know. It's
that's
just
like a deep cut Celine Dion joke.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And Renee is her, like, 1,000-year-old husband?
Who actually recently passed.
He's one I'm sorry.
Oh, well, then let's all just get off to, you know, he's no longer with us.
Well, actually, we could bring Renee back if we're born.
That's true. We'll bring him back to apologize for what we're about to.
The true way to honor him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
He lives on forever. Like the Tupac hologram as well. Tupac's
oh, man.
Back in him.
Tupac and Biggie humping?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to heal the world.
Wow.
And I don't mean to jump the shark here, but you could have Fonzie fuck a shark.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's.
Why are we even talking about humans? Yeah. How boring.
The hell of jumping that shark. You fuck that shark.
All right. So I think we answered that question.
Yep. I think we nailed it.
Helped. Haas, who else do we have today?
Our second query comes from Chris in Long Meadow, Maryland, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. CC asks, I'm in love with a very old woman. Like, she's probably 80 years old, but she's hot and very kind. I know this sounds weird, but can old women still make love?
Mm. That's a dumb thing to say. That's really
very dumb.
Foolish and ignorant.
I know that that's, I'm in probably like a bad camp here, but I actually don't know how the logistics go of an 80-year-old vagina.
No.
I think my understanding from just this is anecdotal, is that the lubricants just need to be involved. Again, you're not going on a dry slip and slide. If you've had a slip and slide out in the garage for, you know, 50 years, you're not going to just throw it down and have a pool party.
Don't count someone out. Just dust them off and do what you got to do. The only other thing I'd be careful with, and you never know because there are 80-year-olds who are in way better shape than I am, mm-hmm. but I would just, like, maybe take it slow if, like, those bones are a little bit older, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But making love sounds nice.
Yeah.
They didn't say, like, bone zone.
No,
so.
No, let her set the pace.
If you're attracted to that person, any person, or, you know, and that's, like, you're into, you obviously, it seems like you have a romantic connection as well. If you're finding her kind, I think that's just, you like her. You have a crush on her, and I think, like, you know, work it out. I think it'll be cool.
Wisdom.
Harold and Maude?
Yes.
That was great.
That was a deep romantic relationship.
As long as she doesn't kill herself after you have sex.
There's that.
Yeah, just don't let her do that.
Mm-hmm.
Help.
Hide those bills.
All
that's
right.
That's two for two,
yeah.
Actually, I think we're off to a pretty hot start.
I think we have
Haas,
one
do we
more.
Have anyone else?
We do. So lastly, Michael, actually across the pond over in London town, emailed us at menageatrois.radio@gmail. Mikey wonders, help, my butthole burns every time I shit.
Dried out, bro. I mean, there could be a few things happening. There could be a fungus, or you might just be dried out. I would say maybe, like, watch what you're eating. If you're doing a lot of, like, peppers and stuff like that, that's going to affect it. Also, sometimes nuts. You know, if you're not chewing enough and your nuts are big, and they might just come out the way that they went in, and then that would kind of stretch you out a little bit.
Little nutty shards coming on the way out.
I would also advise, for a bunch of reasons, don't use wet wipes. Wet wipes will dry you out. I know you think that it's going to, like, you know, help you moisten. It will not. It will dry you out because, like, it goes wet and then it dries and it's actually drier than it was before. I would watch that. I would do that. I would for a little bit maybe shower after you poop. Like, I know it's, like, hard to do that when you're out and about, but try to, if you can, shower, like, after, so, like, it's nice and clean out there.
Mm-hmm.
Out there. And and just, like, look at, watch what you're eating and see what happens when that happens.
Your bedside manner is incredible. I mean, that was straight up medical advice.
That's the best advice we've ever given on this program.
And we have wet wipes in our house. Should we ditch them?
Oh, yeah, you should ditch them.
I mean, they're terrible for the septic tank.
Bad for the
septic. I understand that. The sep is going to overflow at some point.
But I do feel like it makes wiping a lot nicer.
But you're right. Later on, I've noticed, though, it does. It gives you that fake, like, filmy moisture.
It's the alcohol. It dries out the skin.
Alcohol. So you just need wet. What would you do? Just dab a little toilet paper?
I think you could do probably wet. Or
if you live in a civilized fucking country, you got a bidet, because that's what we should all have.
Here we go.
We should.
I think it is cleaner,
What a waste. What a waste of toilet paper. No, there's nothing worse than just giving up. You wipe fucking 30 times and you're actually like, there's no way I can continue doing this.
Yeah, you're like, I've done my due diligence.
Yeah.
I got to move on.
A blast of water is all it would take.
Yeah, and to that guy like or girl, like, monitor it for a while and then, like, maybe just see a professional, because why not?
I was going to suggest, take pictures.
Photos.
Keep documenting it so you can see
your
progress.
Put them on the cloud. We'll leak them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I actually don't. I mean, I think that's a good idea to take pictures, but if it were me, I don't know what a good or bad butthole looks like.
No.
Really? No. And, you know, especially like if you're like if you have got some hair back there.
Oh, which I certainly do. Yeah, my ass. I would.
Put a flash on.
Oh, get the flash.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But then you know what I mean? Like, you ever take a flash of, like, a bruise or something, and you're like, oh, this looks way worse with flash.
Yeah. the bright lights.
No.
You might need a key light and soft. You might need to bring in a professional to light your asshole properly.
Take the pictures to Kinko's, print them out,
Brilliant.
Then take them to your doctor.
That's pretty good.
No.
You walk into your doctor and say, I refuse to let you look at my actual body, but I have some photographs here.
Show the nurses, and then they'll be like, okay, we'll have you go right away.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't have health care? Okay, we'll make an exception.
For the photos, we'll make an exception.
But until then, just chew those nuts really well.
Chew, chew, chew. When was the last time you saw your asshole?
Oh my God. I think I've...
Years.
It's... I can't even count it on one hand. I just avoid looking at that thing.
Yeah.
I've, like, never seen my asshole.
That's sad.
I think I did it as, like, years ago to be like, what does that look like?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel like I have. Maybe I, like, kind of can if I'm, like, flexible enough, but I don't, like, photograph.
Oh, you got to go mirror. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah, mirror.
Oh, yeah, then with a mirror, I've seen my asshole. I don't know. It was probably just so upsetting that I blocked it out.
You got an awesome asshole, though. I've seen your asshole.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks.
That's cool.
Compared to mine, mine's a little rocky. Yeah. It's not a place you'd want to spend much time. Yeah, I mean, hemorrhoids and hair.
You can never like your own, though. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You might have asshole dysmorphia.
That's right.
Grass is always greener.
I blame the media. Butthole shaming me.
All right. Well, we answered some listener questions.
Yes.
Now we have some questions for our guest, Casey Jost.
Very sweet.
This is a little segment called Six Sections. There's six rapid-fire questions. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Are you freaking out?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Go.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Sectional.
What's the sexiest animal?
Bear.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Kristen Bell.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Probably the oldest one.
69 or 420?
69.
Lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Of trust, I guess.
Yes!
I don't think it's actually trust. Oh, I'm gone.
No, we're over.
Oh, we're good. Okay.
Yeah.
The music got me. I'm still hyped.
I know.
I think it's just that last one. I wouldn't change anything else. Definitely bear. I would keep everything. But the trust, I do care about trust. I think that's obviously a cornerstone of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for example, like in most of my relationships, trust wasn't the main thing that I was looking for in a partner.
Right. Well, because it's also something you don't have to, if it's not there, the relationship will end anyway. So
exactly.
It's not like you have to really look for it.
Exactly.
Well, it's a hard question because, like, for a real relationship, you probably need, like, 20 things or 50 things to align.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, trying to single out, like, what your priorities are.
Yeah.
I think the first thing is probably, I guess like sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably like for most people. Obviously, I think there's physical attraction that's involved as well.
Sure.
Right.
But I think like most people could be swayed by a sense of humor, like no matter, like even if it was like, I'm kind of attracted to this person, you're going to be more attracted by the personality.
Absolutely. Right.
I think personality is all, it's all about personality.
That's the staying power.
It has to be because when you're, I mean, in the beginning, obviously sexual attraction, but if you're in it for the long haul, like.
Yeah, it's that
we're all going to be stooping and drooping at some point. What's left?
Stooping and drooping.
Stooping and drooping.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta have some staying power. Kristen Bell.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
She's a cute gal.
Yeah, I mean, I've never dated anyone who looks like Kristen Bell, but so like, and my wife doesn't look like Kristen Bell. I think my wife is more attractive, but Kristen Bell,
you
I
do
think.
Have a beautiful wife.
I agree. Yeah, she's yeah.
Hey, don't worry, we'll cut it out, Casey.
Oh, good, good.
So,
oh,
you can say what you really think.
Oh, yo, Kristen Bell's got boobs.
Hell yeah.
She's got like, she's like Pam Am, but like cool version.
Nice. All right, we're back.
Toy. Bear. Bear is very sexy.
Yes.
Powerful animal.
Very powerful. Is there a bear in particular in the polar regions? Are you a grizzly? What are you getting into?
Thought brown bear. I thought.
Oh yeah.
When I pictured it, I think it's a bear is human like.
Mm-hmm.
Like a monkey, I don't really think. I mean, it's definitely obviously we're somewhat related to them, but I don't think like I would get down with a monkey. They just I don't trust them. But a bear, there's something snuggly about it.
Yes.
I know. I mean, like we want them as like teddy bears. You know what I mean? There's something about it that
comforting.
I've slept with a teddy bear. So I'm halfway there.
Yes.
I'm halfway bear.
Yes, you're
halfway bear. You just need like a teddy Ruxpin.
Experimented. Ruxpin now.
You put, you do? You record a girl being like, fuck me, or something like that. And then you put that tape in Teddy Rux.
As soon as that mouth opens, you just go.
You erupts.
You
ding dong.
Ruxpin.
You erupts.
You erotic.
How is that not on a site, a YouTube site or something? Somebody putting that what you just named there? Because you put any tape in, he'll go.
Yeah, like, what up, motherfucker?
Yeah, I never thought of that. Cool Teddy Ruxpin.
I think you could put like Biggie tapes in.
Yep.
And have him move his mouth as it goes. That'll go viral.
That will there's a viral. Take it.
Women have been sitting on Teddy Ruxpin's face for decades.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Yep. Those jaws. Those jaws don't quit.
No, they don't. And you just need a lot of batteries.
Yes. Sectional.
Dollar and a dream.
Sectional.
Like you have a couple pieces involved in the action.
That's right. It's like, it is like having like a group sex.
It is.
It feels like a lack of commitment there.
Yeah.
You want to keep your options open.
Right, well, yeah. I think that you could get a lot of different positions going.
You could.
Like you can just with the sectional normally.
Rearrange.
It's got sex in it. Sectional.
That's how
it
has
spell
the word
it.
Sex in it.
Yep.
Love it. That's a smart response.
Yep.
Better than just like paper towel holder or whatever else.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, if that's your top tier piece of furniture, I mean, you go into Raymore and Flanagan asking for a paper towel holder.
They're like, no.
No.
Well, this has been a riveting round of six sections. What do you guys say we get it wet?
Oh, please.
Ooh, make it wet.
Casey, what we do here is Haas is going to judge us from this fucking ivory tower, and we have a contest between the three of us. So we take passages from mediums that weren't written to be sexy at all, and we have to put on our sultry voices to try to make them as sexy as possible.
Okay, great.
Haas, what's our source material today?
Today we'll be reading from the bulky brick that is a package of Q-tip brand cotton swabs.
Mm. Wow.
I think we're starting with Murph.
All right.
Now clean those holes, son.
You set that table, you son. Q-tips, cotton swabs are the versatile, ultimate beauty tool for safely and precisely applying, blending, touching, and removing cosmetics.
Whew! Short and sweet.
Mm.
I actually want to say quickly that I'm a huge fan of Q-tips.
Yeah, you always keep a good stock of Q-tips.
I use them for everything.
And you won't fuck with those generics.
But here I go. No, they bend. They suck. All right, here I go.
Yeah, so Diana is next, and she's going to poke you with so many facts.
Wow. Okay, sauce. With the most soft cotton at the tip, from the end of the stick to the top of the swab, and a gently flexible stick, Q-tips are perfect for use on even the most sensitive areas of the face and body.
I don't know that wasn't written to be sensual.
Who can say?
Mm.
Do I get a little... intro.
Yeah, we do that. I do it for you too. Oh,
okay,
man. Sorry, Diana, that was pretty good. But
thanks,
we're going to have our last competitor.
Haas, you sound like a dry slip and slide.
All right. Last up, we have Casey, who's going to give it to us. just the tip.
Wow.
That is the best one.
Try them for a variety of beauty and personal care uses, like genitally applying first aid ointment and creams, cleaning and dusting hard to reach places on electronics, and baby care.
Oh.
Baby care?
Oh. That baby care took me to a place.
I switched gently to genitally.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you know what? It was so smooth. I was like, that just makes sense to me.
You have to take liberties where you can.
I think it is interesting that Q-tip doesn't say you should put them in your ears.
No. Mm-hmm.
Nowhere near the box.
Nope.
No. It is so insane.
I use them in my ears every day.
Yeah, but yet they're telling you, take it to the electronics. Take it to the hard to reach places.
I think that's like a liability in case someone jammed through their eardrum. So no, I think something we all know you're doing.
I think it's bad for your ears. Yeah. I think you're supposed to have earwax, and doctors were like, Q-tip, you can't do that. Like FDA was like, you can't suggest ears because it is actually damaging.
But we do so many things that are bad for us.
Like what?
Why would that
like
be the thing?
Wiping our ass instead of using a fucking
bidet. We eat food that's basically like plastic. We're like all dying of everything because of our surroundings. So why would the one thing be like you can't clean your
ears? Were they invented for the cleaning of ears? I think so. But I don't know. Maybe that's just the way I was raised.
Are you saying you don't clean your ears?
I don't.
I don't either. I rarely every once in a while I do, and it comes out. Thick.
It grosses
it's a candle.
Me out.
I'll if I do use it, I don't push it in. I like just do around like the outside kind of, and I try to just get like the surface, and I try not to go in because I want that earwax to protect me.
Yes.
I don't think you need to go deep in. You shouldn't, but I think it's just doing like the rim so that people don't like look in your ears and see wax.
I actually don't mind if they see wax. Yeah. I'm actually not. That's like one thing I'm actually not that self-conscious about.
Yeah, we all have it.
Check out some earwax literature. You're going to be like, oh, earwax, it's good for me.
those wax pamphlets?
I totally believe you're right, but I just think it's a funny thing to push because like no one wants like boogers on their nose or like shit on their teeth or shit in their eyes. Like no one, people just don't want like stuff coming out of their holes.
But I think wax is protection. I don't think I think boogers are just excessive. They're not protecting anything.
Boogers
it means
are
your body's trying
I have
to get
my
out
nose hairs.
No, but boogers are cleaning. That's like white blood cells and water cleaning
but
your
they're
orifices.
They're cleaned at that point, right? And
so you got dirty mucus sitting in your nose. Get rid of it.
But you don't think earwax might be like a byproduct the way snot is?
I think earwax is like, I think it's almost like honey in that it's like it could last forever and it's like this like, miracle drug kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it's pretty cool.
I'm blown away. Bottle it, yeah.
We'll do some research.
I also don't think ears are part of the face. I'm in a weird
group. They're on an island.
I mean, like I know, like I want my face to look good. I guess no boogers, nothing in my teeth, but my ears. I'm like, that's part of my head.
It's also that you don't see it as much. Even if you're looking in the mirror, you don't see it. It's like the bubble as well.
I think it's because it's not something you associate with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. They're too far away from my eyes.
Yeah. That's
can't care about you, man. You're too far from the eyes.
This is like so controversial.
I had an old shitty roommate who used to double a Q-tip, and every time he would get out of the shower, and he would hammer.
Ugh.
I would watch it. Yeah, and it would actually be very uncomfortable to watch. I'm like, you're going deep, and he would vigorously.
Is he deaf
two
now?
At once. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in a long time.
Lisa will go at it with a Q-tip, not like your roommate, unless that's who you're talking about. I don't know if you guys live together, but but she does it, and her hearing I don't think is as good as my hearing. She will talk louder, but I think she's also just a boisterous she's a performer. So I think that's it. But I also blame
Q-tips.
Q-tips. Well,
big tip.
I'm suing big tip.
I have trouble hearing, and I use Q-tips.
You do,
but I don't think I'm like a loud talker. I think I just pretend that I can hear people when I can't.
I know. I've seen it.
I think you're addicted to the habit. You take 6 weeks off, you'll be good.
Really?
Go cold turkey 6 weeks.
You're telling me not to use wet wipes. You're telling me not to use Q-tips.
I'm an all. I mean, like I don't look like, but I try to be like an all natural person, like who's trying not to like do too much.
Well, I try to use like as few products as possible.
Right.
But I do love cleaning my ears, dude.
I know. Lisa's like I don't feel like I'm out of the shower if I do it, and I'm kind of the same. I think I over chapstick. Or I lip balm, call
balm.
It.
But,
I think I do that.
People say that because
I'm like
it dries
addicted
out
to
the
it.
Lips, yeah.
Yeah, like I have to have it like on me always because otherwise, like if I don't for like 2 days, I get a little chap.
Yeah. Well, why don't you take 6 weeks off and come talk to me?
That's how you break a habit, girl.
Yo, this is a pact right now. This is now.
I love how this is like the least disruptive. Like we're blatantly alcoholics.
Oh, sure.
We got to get off
but
Q-tip.
But again, can't see it. The liver's far enough from the face. Yes. Yep. You can't see it. The damn thing.
That's the rule.
And you can replace that.
You always say the liver's not part of the face.
It's true. Well, we got it wet, I think. But Haas, who do you think won?
Oh, man.
I mean, we know Big Tip lost, but who won?
Yeah, this is tough. But I'm going to have to say Casey made my dry slide gush.
Wow.
It was the genitally. It was taking those liberties.
Yeah.
It was your ad-libbing that made it.
License.
You got to improvise a little, you know?
You do.
Go to an audition, you got to put your personality in it.
Dude, if you don't, you know what? If you're on camera and they don't see it, they got to see you.
Yeah. Yep.
They're casting you.
You were so good that I'm not even mad at you for losing us our biggest sponsor, Q-Tip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to run after this.
Well, what do you guys say we slip on over to Virtual Sugar?
Please.
All right. Well, Casey, we want to see you in action. We know you're single, but can you pretend you're not for a moment?
I guess.
We'd like to take you on an improvised date. If you pick a name from this cut,
okay,
either Diana, Murph, or Haas, we'll take you on a little date.
All right. I picked one out.
He's picking a
name. Opening it up. And I got Haas.
What?
People
I gotta
always
take him out. We'll take him out.
It's crazy.
Haas, you gotta go. Also, I don't know if you want to polish. You want any more of this Campari?
I'll have a splash.
Just a little splash. I mean,
all right, they're making a splash.
We're not gonna take an eighth of a bottle of Campari on the road with us.
I think you're right.
We can't. We cannot.
What road are you going on?
Route
80. BQE to Staten Island.
Yes.
The Van Wyck is one of my favorite. Right? I just like people talking about the Van Wyck.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like what's the other one I like? Oh.
Belt
the Major
Parkway?
Deegan. Deegan. And it also says Maj Deegan, M-A-J, because like they abbreviate, like, which is, you're only just cutting off two letters, but whatever.
Well, yeah, I guess that saved everybody.
I like to think, like, who is this Maj Deegan? Maj Deegan. Like
Maj Deegan.
Maj reminds me of Labia Majora. All right, so Casey and Haas are going on a date.
Here we go.
Starting now.
Oh, Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah, this is like a fun place for me. I just feel like I'm nostalgic for it. And you could also get a beer on the boat. How cool is that?
That's great. Get a Foster's.
Yeah, those are the big one, huh?
Yeah, I like a big beer.
Do you like it because it's like the price of it? Like it's you know, you get, it's pretty cheap.
Bang
and you get
for
so
your
much.
Buck.
Yeah, bang for your buck.
But I'm not cheap.
Oh, I know.
I splurge.
Cool.
So, but.
Hi, sorry. Yeah. Would you guys mind watching my adult son while I use the ladies' room?
Mom, I can just hang on the ferry by myself.
Hey, no, little bud, come on, yeah. We'll
yeah, sure. I would love to. I would love to. Like, I like doing this kind of thing, but I will do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's totally normal. He just has a depth perception issue, so he could fall off the boat. So just keep an eye on him. I'll be right back, honey. I love you.
Oh, should we get away from the railing, bud?
Yeah.
Are we this close? Oh, we're close to the railing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gauge it. I'm 22 years old. It's been, you know, I'm over this depth perception thing already, but my eyes just won't commit.
Well, this is Haas.
Hey, Haas.
Hey, friend. Oh, my hand's right here. Okay. Look, you're still miss. You know what?
You know what?
That's fine.
Don't shake my hand. You know I got a problem.
I'm sorry.
It's actually.
Sorry.
It's what you do, though. But
yeah.
I understand.
Anyway,
so this restaurant that we're going to be going to is like really cool.
Oh, shit. Wave. Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Did we lose him?
Hi, guys. Where's Michael?
Oh, fuck.
He's getting,
your son?
He fell off the boat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I have to go talk to the captain.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
that was a huge wave that came out of nowhere.
It did.
I didn't think the East River could do that.
I didn't either. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a windy day. Something came in from the harbor. I don't know.
This feels weird.
But honestly, I'm kind of hungry. So let's get to that restaurant and just forget about that kid.
The restaurant is pretty cool. I'm keep thinking of the kid, but the restaurant's cool. It's actually this place that's like, it's owned by all these grandmas, and the grandmas like cook for you.
Help.
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
that kid. He's hanging on.
He won't turn the boat around. Does anyone know how to swim?
I do.
I've swum before.
Everybody's raising their hand here.
You got to save him.
We all know how to swim.
We do know how to swim. What else?
Get in. Help.
Can we throw one of those life preservers things, like the big circles?
I don't know. I don't see any.
Okay, I'm going in.
All right. Well, wow. Really brave guy. We're actually on a date.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he is very brave.
Oh, he's just swimming away, huh?
Oh.
Hey, you and me, buddy.
Let's get
ditch my
here.
Mom and ditch that loser you're with.
Yeah, I knew we had some chemistry.
You know, I don't have any depth perception. I just wanted to swim like the land with you.
I like that about you, okay? Because, I mean, if that's your biggest flaw, like, I could take it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Quite an upset there.
Yes, it did.
Can you believe that?
First dates, it feels like you're always on the chopping block. You look around and people are like, can I steal? Can I cut in?
Yeah.
Haas, you just got totally, you know, cock blacked.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. It wasn't my best date performance.
Do you usually seal the deal by the end of the date?
Me?
Yeah.
By seal the deal, do you mean give it a kiss or take them home?
Oh,
or your date just doesn't jump off the boat.
Or the date doesn't run away.
Give me the give me the numbers. Well, give me all the numbers, percentages.
Great. Stats. Usually, yeah, not a lot of follow up dates. Maybe a kiss. If I'm drunk. Sometimes I can seal the deal, take them home.
Okay, you got that liquid confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, I want to know, how many dates do you go on a month?
Well, I'm seeing someone now.
Oh, okay. So I still want to know the number.
Previously,
yeah,
I was
how many times are you seeing them?
Because Tinder now. I mean, I don't know if you've got nope. recently married. I don't know how long you were dating.
I was before. I was on the dating site Facebook, and that's
same. Okay. Yeah. So Tinder's made it crazy. You don't even have to go on dates. You could just be drunk and then just try to find someone who wants to fuck.
Wow.
So I
the
would say like
percentages go up.
I had a good month. I like went on like about 6 dates, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a date and half a week.
Yeah.
Good math, love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But apparently we're having sex less than our parents' generation.
Yes.
I don't understand how that's possible.
I don't either.
I guess maybe it's just so many people are playing video games.
That's all there was to do Twitter. In the old days. Yeah, think about all we have to do now.
I know, but it's crazy. I mean, I think...
With the possibility of this face swapping, with when you can watch, you know, you could bring Renee back from the dead.
Our parents
couldn't do that.
Augmented reality fucking Renee. Fucking nice. Renee Dion.
I blame Renee Dion's hologram for all the lack of sex.
R.I.P. Renee. That's very sad. You know what else is sad?
Oh, our hearts will go on.
We have to say goodbye to Mr. Joe's.
Yes, no. I know.
Can you believe it?
I wish we could hang all that day.
Near
I'd love
or far.
To talk about
wherever
Renee
you
for
are.
Ages. Sorry, you were quoting Celine?
No, yeah, it just came to mind.
It just is
so fun. Thank you guys. This is the most
dude,
fun.
Thank you.
Dudes, you guys do not have to say peace out to KJO. I gave you a nickname.
Take it.
Go check him out on youtube.com/Casey Jost and follow him at Casey Jost and at Les Final.
Yes, Les Final's fucking awesome. Their latest EP, Milkshake. You can go download that right now and check Casey out live at the UCB Theater Chelsea on Tuesday nights with his house team Higgins and Fridays at the UCB East with Take It Personal.
And I'm not on Higgins anymore. I'm doing What I Did for Love on Saturday.
This fucking
what?
Card.
Yeah.
This card's going.
Is that brand new?
Brand new.
Guys, we're breaking the story.
Into the Beast, yes.
Yes, weekend yes. team.
What I Did for Love.
Congrats.
And we Higgins is on Sundays now.
Oh, we don't give
UCB.
A shit.
Well,
all
I
right,
do.
That's
I do.
Enough. I mean, it's too much.
No, I'm kidding.
We also legally have to thank our producer, Dr. Dirt Boy, that's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Tweet at us at Menage Radio if you have any sick requests.
And send us those butthole pics.
Yes, please.
Love you. Bye.
Goodbye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.